Welcome to the First Brothers in Farms podcast. I'm Icarus and I'll be your host in what is part one of the Breeder Spotlight series. This episode we'll be talking to one of the OG Biff Breeders, Baz. Right. Hey, Baz. I hear you've had a good weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So how often do you go up and visit Aggie first off?
I see him at least once every other month. But I go down there as much as possible if I can, just to have somebody outside of this that I'm talking to about growing, and I look at his stuff. It's cool to be able to see other people's growth.
Yeah, certainly. It's better than just kind of looking on forums and stuff.
Yep.
So go ahead. So I was going to ask, what's your favorite smoke?
Ever? My favorite smoke ever is probably the Sweet Island Skunk. It made me very fucking paranoid and shake like crazy. And, you know, people talk about sativa all the time.
Yeah.
But until they really see, everyone always wants it because they hear the words awake, you know, but that's not the only effect that you get with a sativa. Usually it could be you know, if you grow too much of just a sativa, which I've done before, and you're just sitting there smoking that, man, insomnia, fucking shaking, you know, any kind of, you're getting a lot. It's like drinking coffee all day.
So it has different effects on different people as well, though, I imagine. Yes. You know, so it's just other people are going to get a bit of a different high off it.
Well, I could tell you, if you're smoking some, like, a good sativa and you're not ready for that, I for whatever reason, I like to, when I roll joints or something and I go to a friend's house, I like to put different shit in there too, like hash or whatever, and act like it's just a regular joint. And one time I went to my friend's house and it was with that Sweet Island Skunk. I put some like hash in it, and we were halfway through and my friend's wife stood up and said, "I need to go to the hospital." So that's when you know that that's a sativa, when you think you're dying.
Well, maybe Aggie popped a bit of that in yours this weekend.
Oh, I think so. I actually, I think he had like some of his bud. It was, I think it's Cindy 99 because it tastes just like grapefruit. So
what are you growing right now?
Right now, I am growing. Yeah. I'm growing some grapefruit punch, white grape crosses from Quad. I'm growing Quad Grape, also from Quad. I'm growing that Peanut Butter Breath from Jat. Trop Santo. Arise from Irie Genetics. And
that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
Quite a few autos in there as well this time.
Yeah, I'm going to start actually just running autos for a bit. I mean, I'm going to probably veg some of these photos that I have and keep them because I want them. But I want to try to find some production autos and keep it. Like, there's a lot of talk about different things that you can do with different plants. But lately I've been seeing that you can absolutely crush it with autos. If you set it right and you have your runs right, you can do a larger.
Yeah, for sure.
And we have, luckily, the thing is, nowadays, we have the genetics to make it at least, you know, 24% to where it's actually a super high quality plant rather than something that you... Because I've smoked some autos that just weren't nothing at all. They were not... the quality that I would want to call my own.
Yeah, like I'd never grown autos before, and I grew typically somebody coming back into growing. I picked up called Speed Auto from sweet seeds. And, you know, it's designed to grow fast, but the high off it was just disappointing. You know, it just wasn't there.
So I know where you live. So I have a question. Have you ever heard of a place called Herbie Seeds?
Herbie Seeds? Nope.
Okay. That's supposedly in the UK.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's where I bought. That's where I bought my first seeds. The first seeds, they didn't come, like they didn't make it to me. But I'm going to tell you that I smoked some stuff that I don't think a lot of other people have. That the heavyweight autos, if you ever get a chance to grow those rival meth.
Herbie's, yeah. Herbie's Head Shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how that is there, because clearly I'm sure it's some company that just has a whole shitload somewhere and they ship them from their store or whatever.
I think they're EU based. I'm not quite sure.
Well, I called them.
Yeah.
I called them one time and they sounded just like you, is all I'll say.
Awesome. Yeah, I say that I was listening to a podcast with Mandalorian Genetics on about that. Yes. Bobby's Widow, because that was his intentions there, by the sounds of it, was to grow something that was on a commercial scale for an auto.
Yes, yes. And that's it. What I'm looking for is something that that we can run on a consistent basis and run alongside different photo lines and greenhouses, start trying to figure out just the best way to get the full amount of money that you can from growing some of this stuff.
Sure.
You know, and just telling everybody about some of the cool things that we've learned about the genetics that we have or messing with, you know, or the reasoning behind it. So basically what I'm looking for is something that's extremely mold resistant. You know, because the South here is very, very humid.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what do you think of the kind of cannabis movement then at the moment then in America? What do you think? Do you think it's healthy the way it's going? I find it really complex. And as somebody who doesn't live in the States, it's hard to understand, because a lot of people over here just think, oh, yeah, it's legal. It's legal. And it's not quite like that, is it?
No, it's not legal at all, really. I mean, the facts are, it's in different states, it's very legal, you know? And like, the sad part about the South is that most of us now are surrounded by states that are legal. So it's creating a bigger black market boom.
Sure. It's strange, because you would have thought the South might be one of the first ones to go, you know, bordering, you know, you got Mexico below.
Okay. So that's fixing to happen. Mexico has never been legal.
No. And
okay, so when I was a young kid, from before until I was 17, I never, like, the smoke that we have now just wasn't around. I smoked seeded bud.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I loved it. I didn't know anything other than that. I didn't know there was a such thing as what we smoke currently. And so when I was like 16, my friend, we had this drug dealer that was 2 years older than us. Subsequently, he's a very good friend of mine now, but he would sell us bud. He was two grades ahead of us. And so where I'm from, since we are close to the border, the cannabis that's seeded is extremely cheap, extremely cheap. So for a quarter, for $25, you get, you know, 7 grams. So,
sure.
So like all of it was that way. Well, this guy, I went to my friend to go pick this up, and he was older than me. And I get there and he says, hey, I'm going to give you this. He gave me a gram of weed, and I'm going to give you $5 back. And I said, dude, I can't do this. My friend had given me the money.
Yeah.
Okay. So he had given me the money. So I was like, bro, I can't take this. I need the quarter. He goes, bro, take this. And if you don't like it, I'll give you the money back.
Pretty confident pitch.
Right. So I go and I tell my friend, he is fucking furious, bro. He is fucking pissed off. He goes, dude, you fucking spent my money on this. And it looked different. It looked like it was like popcorn. You know what I mean? Like a bud. I had never seen that. I had seen very compact brick covered in seeds. Right. So this was no seeds. And my friend's mom worked for a company like Hostess or whatever. So she got a lot of free, like, snacks.
Yeah.
So we smoked, like, he goes, well, fuck it. Let's smoke it out of a joint. And me and another two guys smoked this joint. And I ate so much that I mean, it was like smoking cannabis for the first time.
Yeah. It's very different, isn't it?
Yes. And after that, I never smoked anything else. I never smoked Reggie again, really, until I've made my own. I've made my own that I hate. I can't. I still, even the stuff that I make, you know, people talk about genetics and the cost. The facts are, man, is it's useless to me besides the seeds.
Yeah, sure.
You know, so maybe, I mean, I could hash it, I guess, when I do. Or make edibles, but I can't smoke it.
No.
So it does come at a great cost. No, it does come at a great cost when you do make genetics.
I think, like, when you look back, because I'm not exactly a youngster myself, when I look back at what we had against the strength of what's out there today, there is a huge difference. A lot of people look back in rose-tinted glasses to say, you know, my very first Northern Lights, I remember that light, you know, like your smoke.
Right.
I think, fuck yeah, that was amazing. It was amazing. But coming back into that scene now and looking at it now, these are way more potent. You know, flavors are different and stuff like that, but they're so strong now in comparison.
You know, okay, so here, you're right. You're all right. Very right, as a matter of fact. And what I would say is that some of the stuff that we had back then is probably just as strong. Like I smoked, I mean, some of that seeded stuff, I believe that if I had that today, like we used to have some, it's so funny. We never had strains, names, nothing like that. It was red hair or creeper weed. And all that meant was like the weed that you smoked, you would smoke it and you're like, I'm not even high. And then after like 20 minutes or whatever of sitting there, you are baked and like can't hardly talk, you know? And I remember, or just a sativa where my friend looked at me and said, I have to think about breathing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and so I remember those times. I remember those times.
That's brilliant. So what was the idea about starting Brothers in Farms? Where did that come from?
Hold on one second. You asked me my favorite strain?
Bucky's Breath.
Bucky's Breath.
Change of tune, Bucky's Breath.
Yeah.
So what was special about Bucky's Breath?
So I have been smoking weed for a long time. And I have gone all over the United States and smoked some of the best weed I've all over. And my friend Bucky, who I'm in this Discord with, he sent me like a tester with some seeds. And normally, you know, I can get or I grow my own. You know what I mean? So I don't really buy anything or anything, but like I smoke like a little bit, and I put it out because I knew. That the taste of it was cheese, right?
Okay.
And the next thing I know, I am fucking baked out of my head. I was so high, like, but like an upbeat, extremely stone high. And I was like, this is fire. And I was sitting by myself and I texted him and I said, hey, man, this is fucking fire, bro. Like, and I love it. I love when we're doing something and it's spectacular because it's a rarity to have something that you can truly brag about.
Yeah.
And so I knew another friend of ours got some too. And I didn't even talk to Bucky. I talked to him and I said, hey, bro, what the fuck? He goes, bro, I am high school high. That's what he told me. And I was like, for another person to, you know, confirm that that was big. So after that, I knew I wanted to smoke more of that. So I called him again. I was like, hey, that tester was great, but I need a little more of that. And I normally don't ever want to buy my, you know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So did you grow it after that as well?
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm currently in the works with two other people to get they're basically the pick of the litter. One of the people is the guy that said it was the high school high. he has it. So he has it and has been growing it for a long time. And Grand Engine, they both have been growing the same cut for a while.
Yeah, so, I saw Mook had posted in there saying it was the one plant he was going to grow forever or something.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And that's basically like amazing. What got me to Brothers and Farms?
Yeah. So how did that start? Because people are going to want to know that, you know, so certainly all the members, they probably don't know these backstories.
So when there was a very big, so all the people that we look up to are on Autoflowers. They posted on Autoflowers because that's where I started growing, was with Autos. Okay. So that was like six years ago, probably. And you would see these fucking people and they would be doing things like cloning the auto, hitting it with CS or STS. And then as the clone flipped, they would be hitting their next runs with, you know, with seeds and stuff, just stuff that you were like shocked by because you could, you know, everyone tells you can't do a lot of things. Don't top it. Don't, you know, don't super crop it. What? LST, it'd be sweet to it. I mean, those weren't the experiences that I was having at the time. I was super cropping them. I was getting, I was running a 3x3 table with 4 10-gallon air pots. I was top feeding autos, and then I was also flooding and draining them. And I was getting like a pound in that 3x3 with ease. Usually more, you know, and so I was thinking that, my God, these are fucking amazing. But on the flip side to that, I grew some of the biggest fucking plants ever, but some of them sucked.
Okay.
So I figured out real quick that all autos aren't created equal. So I began to pick and choose where I was getting the autos from, you know, like there's some definite reputable breeders that have been doing it for a long time. If you think about it, TH Seeds, that's a fucking huge company. They've been making autos for a very long time. Mephisto is a great company. Night Owl, Rock Bud, all those people are putting out Mandalorian. Those people are just wherever they've gotten their genetics, that they've all come from some good auto stock to start with, I think. You know what I mean? And that's a good part about what's happening now. Is that you know you're at least getting something that's not trash.
Yeah.
You try to tell everybody, please don't buy Fast Buds, only because, you know, they've been farming their genetics out. I know they're a cup winner. You know, they're the auto cup winner.
Which is flabbergasting, isn't it, when you look at some of the other mentees you mentioned.
Right. Yeah. It makes me so upset. I really don't understand why that happens. Especially I don't understand. But I know that they have I can tell you this, all the auto companies that are truly making money have one thing in common. They have a marketing team behind them that works. That's it. Or marketing strategy that works. Daz from Night Owl, he's an amazing marketer. That he along with the guy from Mephisto, Mitch, they're both good marketers.
And but like you say, they're marketing their quality, whereas the kind of previous guys you mentioned are just marketing. I think that's maybe the difference.
Well, I think no one knew. No one knows. And in fact, so when I tell you that we started in Auto Flowers, it was all those people that all of a sudden this guy posted a Discord link. And I didn't even know what that was. I didn't even know how to join it. And I didn't know what that was. So I downloaded Discord. And all of a sudden, all the people that I looked up to and that were showing off their badass plants, I was now in a room with them, being able to chat with them, being able to meet with them if at all possible. So what happened is we built relationships with all these people, and they were from all over the world. And then this guy, we made a meme about docking. Do you know what that is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
You might as well explain it for the people who don't know what docking is.
That is when a person that's uncircumcised, we're all, as Americans, most of us are circumcised. So, and we were talking about, like, if we had a meetup, there would be docking. I don't know wherever it came from, really. But this guy goes, "What's that?" And this other person drew it out. He described it and drew it out with a picture. And so I guess the head person at the Auto Flowers Discord was like, for whatever reason, he couldn't take it. We were joking about it. He couldn't take the joke. And he started getting upset about it. And then basically the Brothers in Farm circle, he made other avatars prior. That mod, the guy, the mod, his name was Henry Haberdasher.
Okay.
He would, well, they took that and put that fucking picture into the, like the avatar that he used to have, like basically the circle. That's the,
right. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So then, he got super fucking pissed, like extremely pissed off. And, he ended up leaving because he kicked one of the like good members in standing, you know, you can't have a disagreement with somebody and then just kick them.
Sure.
So, well,
so it's just a bit of fun basically. And he took it to heart. So.
Well, and it, yeah. Yeah. And so then he left, but then he came back like 2 months later. And at that time, there was a guy named Hiram. He's the one that got kicked. Just basically a bunch of American people made their own little Discord to just jokingly bullshit around. And when, basically one day I woke up in the Auto Flowers Discord that I had made all these friends at, met people, traded genetics, talked about breeding genetics, you know, building something together. They kicked it. He kicked everybody. I woke up and I was kicked. And it basically destroys you when you get kicked, because if that happens in a place where you've become pot committed,
yeah,
then your whole outlet's gone. And dude, these are longtime friends. We had been there a year. So, and it was huge. That Auto Flowers Discord was huge. It was double. It would probably been the best Discord, right? Like probably rivaling a lot of, it would have been 1,000 members at least of quality people. Because I see quality people now. And it's funny because people that are new and upcoming that make fire, like that guy Rambo's cousin, you see him He's now in our Discord. Now he shows off his fire. That's he likes to brag about his stuff. Well, that's what we did. That's what I like to do. Why I found Discord, because I can't have anyone ever over at my spot being like, hey, look at this. That's not the way I can operate. So y'all are the people that I like to brag to.
Yes, it's nice being able to share safely, isn't it, for the people who are growing in stealth.
Correct. That's the best. That's the only way, really. You can't have anybody know.
Yeah, and Rambo takes nice pictures.
Yeah, he does. I mean, he does. That's the stuff. I love that. I mean, it makes me want to raise up my game. That's what I want to be around, is people that are better than me and that doing something that I'm not doing.
Yeah. Sure. So then I take it you guys kind of got together and then just decided one day to create Brothers in Farms, or how did that pan out?
So I'm going to sound like a little bitch, and that's okay. but there was a place called Growers Collective that was amazing. That's what started from that break. Okay. And I was one of the first members to be in that group, and I literally thought I had a leadership role there. And then when I found out that I didn't, and that they had built something around me that I didn't know of, I felt betrayed and I left, and I caused a rift. And most people are still over there. I'm just not there. So I felt like I should have been part of the leadership team, and it was just kind of bitchy. So, and it was no big deal. I mean, I came here, we came here, and we made it about what safely trading or selling genetics, building something together, a brand where, you know, if there's somebody that's here and we're fucking with them and they got something that you already, because we have to find testers. So that's why we really have our Discord. Our Discord is us looking for the people that I'm talking about, where you can meet, where other people are bragging about, like that guy Rambo's cousin. I want to fuck with him. You know what I mean? Those are the people that you get, and we look for all over. You know, our Discord is all. It started out as American, but now, you know, of course, I would really absolutely love more EU. You know, because those people all left. You know, when we got kicked from so it's hard, and it's really hard to get people from, you know, Europe but we do.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm very also banned. I'm also banned on all of the Reddit like autoflowers. I can't ever post, but I still have if you look, I think it's called Bazak. That's one of my accounts. I think that I still hold records for having a nice size auto. So I don't know, micro growery, selfish old bastard. That's me on Reddit.
I'll have to check it out.
They always ban me. So
is this why you guys, because for the people that don't know, and maybe people that maybe get to listen to this that aren't already a member of Brothers in Farms Discord. Mm-hmm. You have a front Discord, so you have a tier one Discord, which is like the proving grounds, mm-hmm. before you get into the real Discord. So what's the thoughts behind that?
Okay, so we want to make sure that you have some things that we want. Honestly, we're not looking for everybody. We're not here for everybody. We're looking for people that can grow fire, that are looking for fire, that want something new. You know, we look for different people that are wanting to be testers that are already proven, you know, they come in and they become part of our group, or they have genetics that they want to trade or make other genetics with us.
Sure.
We try to make sure that you fit into the group, so we voice verify you, see that what your grows have been in the past, you know, your level of growth, because we're not the kind of Discord that wants to handhold.
You know what I mean? We're actually looking for kind of seasoned growers. The ones that we do handhold, it's a pet project. Like if I see somebody out in the wild and they say they want to grow, and then I say, hey, do you have money? And they say, yes. You have a lot of money? And they say, yes. And I say, well, here, buy this. And if you tell, and if like, that's basically our group. That's basically our group. We try to run it more like a machine, where most of our group tries to run most of the same products.
Yeah.
That way we can actually help you. Cause you know, if we're not running it and you're asking me this, we can only help you in a general direction, which is easy, but mostly we would rather tell you to up certain products or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of people out there that are hoping to start growing and things like that, and they want to do it. Everybody does it. I think everybody's doing the start. They want to start on the cheap. We get the cheapest light.
And the sad part is they really, well, that or they don't. The sad part is that every single person that I know has done exactly what you're talking about. They've over and underspent. You know, if you get a crappy light or just a beginner's light, you have to figure out what your end goal is. You know, are you a hobby grower where you want to grow your own and never have to buy again? You know, you're going to have to spend $1,000 probably to do that.
Yeah, that whole package adds up, doesn't it?
Right, right. But we can show you how, and then after that, you can get it to pay for itself. You know what I mean? If you're doing enough.
So like the people that you don't want in, Brothers in Farms, and that they're there, is that mainly like people that are just looking for handouts? Because there's a lot of people out there that aren't really interested in community. They just see the thighs, I'm going to get something free to grow.
You cannot come. If you come for that, then you ain't going to be there.
No.
In fact, you would be one of the ones that want to put in. You have been making genetics already. You already have some proven stuff that you're trying to show off, or you're growing some of our stuff, you know, or somebody else's that you found that you love.
Yeah.
And you're like ready to take it. We're all looking for the next level stuff, because we're basically, what I say, we're looking for some production autos that we can that are proven.
Yeah, that you can use out there.
Yep. Something that's not bullshit, where like everyone, I want people to brag about it. That's my ego. You know, we have an ego here, so that's what we're here for, to grow the best. And we do have it.
You know, that's kind of normal, that you create something that you're in love with and you've got pride. You know, you made that, you grow it. It's your genetic. You're going to want to shout about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's, you know, so are you guys precious at all about other people growing and maybe doing things with your, you know, you mentioned Bucky's Breath earlier. If somebody's going to come along and kind of join Brothers in Farms, it's like, you know, are there anything holding you back from sharing your genetics, or is it just free?
It's out there. No, it's out. That's what we do. I mean, well, hold on. First things first. Yes. Do I share my genetics? Absolutely. To the people that I fuck with, that are these people are like brothers to me in our Discord. It's bigger. It's bigger. I've been fucking with these people for, you know, about 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I've smoked weed with a lot of fucking people on this Discord now. You know what I mean? It kind of, you build that relationship. You know what they have. You know what's all over America, because everyone has some different stuff. So I'm all the way. If you want to breed with my shit, breed with my shit, breed with all of it. That's what that's what we want.
Because some people just, they get quite precious, you know, over something, you know, and you do cross, you cross with their line. Some people can get a bit funny about that.
If I pay for something, then you can't tell me shit. That's how I feel. Oh, also, I actually started breeding autos because I have a dream, and my dream is to one day fill a cigar box full of, since Texas is a illegal right now. I'm going to fill a cigar box full of auto seeds, and I'm going to throw them in a river on a rainy day when the water's real fucking heavy.
Populate Texas.
Just see how far I can get. See how much weed that is.
So do you ever see a time?
That's my warning. That's my warning, Texas. You've got a couple years. I'm building my box.
So do you see a time when Brothers in Farms might be, I don't know, aiming to be more commercial with its seed selling?
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually have some of the best weed I've ever smoked between us. And we have the ability to get whatever we want as far as clones or seeds. We have people that are growing in large production scale warehouses in different cities that give us advice, tell us what we're growing, want to grow our shit because it's fire. You know, it's all different. I mean, we're doing a lot of stuff. It's, you know, when you have a group that's growing autos, photos, regs of both, you know, trying to find perfect specimens over and over again to just keep making the genetics, you know, wanting to take it to the better level, and then have other people run your shit, test it for you, you know, where you can actually look and tell that you've got something, because it, again, not everything is fire.
Sure. One of the things I love about Brothers in Farms is that the growers' channels, the testers' channels, where you can, you got a bunch of testers all growing the same kind of line, and the breeder is there. You know, that's that level of interaction you just don't get.
Right. You know,
modern technology, but it's fantastic because you're asking the breeder questions that made your strain. You know, yes. And it's brilliant.
Yes, that's actually the idea behind Brothers and Farms, is to be able to showcase the strains that we have. And then, you know.
So what do you think?
Find people that want to test those, take them out after that, put them up for sale. You know, after they're proven that there's no undesirable traits and you start seeing some really good genetics come out of it.
Yeah. So I noticed that the likes of Memphisto, you mentioned earlier, they sell their untested lines direct to the public. You know, they kind of put it out there at a slightly cheaper price. These are not tested seeds. You know, so it's I don't know how you feel about that. It's like untested or tested.
Well, here's what I feel. I feel like everything is a marketing scheme until you prove it.
That's out there in the public domain. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, basically all I'm saying is if you have a way to show your process all the way through, because that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's really the only way to be able to have proven genetics starting now. And, you know, I see people that are growing in Texas with autos that I look at and I think that they look good, but I wonder where they started from, you know, because my shit's better. And I brag on my shit. The shit I fuck with, I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm going to try to make more genetics of it, I've already proven that it's fire. You know, sure. I want to make sure that I have something that's worth fucking with rather than, you know, just putting two fucking plants together. Which, I mean, sometimes that just works out. I've had some great luck with some of that, but I would rather do a, you know,
handpick the genetics and work
with it. Yeah. Well, because at the end of the day, what I really want to do is just grow out, you know, like maybe on an acre of land, just blow out autos and make
living that legal dream.
Yeah, in my mind. Anyway, so yeah,
going back, what was it that got you into growing in the first place?
I have colitis, and I would get very ill often. And I'm 43 now. I was in sales and I traveled a lot and I wore, you know, slacks all the time. And sometimes I would just shit my fucking pants, brother.
Okay.
And it was humiliating. And my stomach was just hurting all the time. And I started looking into smoking weed again. And I haven't drank in over 25 years. So it was a big step for me, but I was really having a hard time. So I talked to a friend and he had some weed and I smoked it. And, all that immediately stopped. I still have stomach issues.
Yeah.
Big time, but it's nothing like it was.
So there's a lot of people out there kind of, you know, the CBD and medical stuff. Do you think the strains that you smoke make a difference?
Some more than others, but I don't grow for that.
Sure. You like to get high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you know where my head's at.
can you remember what the first strain that you grew was?
Yeah.
Are we talking Bagseed?
Nope. Heavyweight Fruit Punch. And I'm on my next run. It's funny. I just pulled them out. I have some I'm going to grow that I'm going to use one of the best to hit. I'm going to hit that with something that I know is also fire.
I was going to ask, that was going to be one of my next questions have you got anything in the pipe? You know, are you growing something new? And you've just
kind of
started to answer that.
I am. I'm also, those are the autos. That's the autos that I'm talking about. I also have some fatso that I'm growing and I'm flipping them now. I'm hoping one is a male. It doesn't hit. It looks like I've got three females, but I could be wrong. I'll let you know in the next week or so. If I have three females, that's just a sad day. But, I may, they're all three freaking gorgeous. So I may just start hitting one with, you know, some STF or quadril silver and get it to flip and then get some female seeds from it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Fatso. I've got peanut butter breath, Jats cut. A lot of the stuff in the in-house group. I have Kim D Sunday Driver from Canerado.
Yeah.
All of it I've had for over 2 years, pretty much smoking it. Or the strains have been there for 2 years that I want to put in with that fatso because I mean, you know, you want to add some different flavor.
Sure. So like outside of Brothers in Farms, are you interested in any other breeders' work at the minute? Because obviously we're all subject to the internet nowadays, so you're bombarded everywhere you go by hype and, you know, things like that. Is there anything that you're kind of remotely interested in that other people are doing?
Yeah, well, it's already been done. Synex. I want another cut of Synex that from. There's a clone guy that ships. I want, and I'll get his information. I don't have it right now. And then maybe I would like the wedding cake JBZ cut.
Right. Is this just stuff that you've got in your mind that you want to mess with or just have a passion for?
I just want it. No, it's just stuff that I know that, I like to look at shit that's frosty as fuck. You know, like I say, I like to brag about my stuff. So if it looks pretty, stuff that you can't get. Basically, yeah. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for things that people don't have. Like the peanut butter breath I have, when people smoke it, I literally, you know, I have weed that I don't like. I grow stuff that I don't even like. It's too strong. I like that peanut butter breath. it's for somebody that has cancer or somebody that just wants to go to bed. And it's perfect for an insomniac because you smoke two joints of it, two blunts of it, you're going to bed.
That sounds like I need some of that.
See, that's the thing. Like I don't, that's not my thing. And one of our group was, he grew it and he was talking about how big of a wimp I was.
And he literally, after he grew it and he would start smoking it, he would start to stutter. And he didn't have a stutter. He never had a stutter. I never heard him do that prior, ever, ever. So, you know, that's when you know, and that's Thug Pug was the peanut butter breath. And then my friend S, like he F1 or S1'd it. He selfed it and then made some others. And that's, I have the clone of the original and one of his others that had made, and they're beautiful. It's peanut butter breath is an amazing strain. So we do have that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what's your, what you kind of thing? Because obviously, like you touched on earlier about people, the community of Brothers in Farms, there's such a different gaggle of people. You've got, like you say, people in there that are working in the industry at the minute to people that are, you know, just messing, having a bit of fun, mm-hmm. just growing mm-hmm. for themselves. But kind of what's your favorite thing about the bisque community? You know, if you can kind of touch on one thing about it.
My favorite thing is the fact that I can talk to other people. We have a voice. Just the fact that we are committed to spending the time with the people that we're growing around, you know, we're talking about trying to get them through stuff. If they have any questions, we'd be on, you know, pretty committed that way.
Yeah.
Wanting to see our group flourish, I guess would be the.
Sure. Like one of the things I like about the Biff community is that people are prepared to just go in there and talk. You know, you get a lot of Discords and forums and Instagrams and all that kind of stuff where people are hiding behind a persona and they don't really interact that much. I think where people aren't quite prepared for that level of just open conversation, talking time, which no, I think is awesome.
You're right. And sadly, it's cool. Both ways are awesome. I'm all for hiding. I do not want anyone to get in trouble. You know, that's not what we're here for. We're just here for, you know, you said what I like best. What I like best is that we have a basic bar setting where I'm alone a lot, you know, in my home. This is what I do. So when I want to smoke with somebody, you know, I don't want to call a neighbor. I don't live in the best of areas, so probably not want to smoke with none of these people. So what I do is I get online, and then I've got a bar that I get on with, and usually they're already, you know, two blunts deep. They're ready for me to catch up, you know what I mean? So, it's just a group like that. And then, you know, when I see something that I want, you know, now that I know what growing is like, we want to make sure that we have something that we can brag about, because it's about egos now. You know what I mean? For me, it is. I have a fucking huge ego, and I want people to be like, damn.
Well, again, like going back to what I said earlier, it's perfectly natural. I suppose once you've got stuff that's that good in a closed group, kind of, you know, a very private group, well, very private family, because that's what it seems to be more like, you're going to want to shout about it.
Yeah, and absolutely. The thing is, I want to be able to push the people that are pushing me, because that's the only way for me to get to another place, another level. You know what I mean? I want to be able to have people brag about the shit.
So do you have like a favorite community member, somebody that's kind of making you laugh, or you just like their grows at the minute?
All of them. You know, I started with a core group of people, and they're the best. Some of the best growers I know. You know what I mean? Those are the people that are my favorite. I mean, not. I don't have a favorite, but I fuck with a lot of people. I'll tell you this. I got way more friends than I ever thought I would on this Discord. Like people that I consider that I would fuck with, that I have met. Okay. Cause really here's the truth. The truth is that online you can be anything you want. So I'm pretty naive, and I've met a couple people that are real big shysters.
Yeah.
So you got to take care of yourself. But once you can kind of find people that are really amazing also. And so that's what you look for. That's who we are. We don't keep fucking losers. We don't keep people that are interested in harming you or harming the group. You know, we're looking for people that grow fire and like to brag about it.
The name says it all.
That's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Baz, for taking the time to do this first Grow Spotlight. I think we better pick on Bucky next to talk about this book.
Yeah, he's my favorite, by the way. I don't want to say that, but what the fuck do I say about that? Of course he's my favorite.
All right. Well, thanks very much for that, Baz.
All right.
Take care, buddy.
That was good. Thank you.
Well, that about wraps up the first episode. Stay tuned for next one in the series, episode 2, where I'll be talking to Bucky of the legendary Bucky's Breath. Don't forget to stop by at biffbeans.com. Get yourself some nice genetics. Thank you.